Welcome back to the ES Advantage Podcast. Hello again, everybody. I'm Greg Thompson, and I'm joined here once again by Jeff Reese. As our regular listeners know, Jeff is the Director of Sales and Marketing for ES Vendor Network Services, and Jeff is the point person for the ES Advantage program. Jeff, it's good to be back with you on the podcast, and we've talked about this before. We're getting into fall now. Can you believe it? The calendar seems to be moving at double speed in 2022.
I can't believe it, Greg. This has been a whirlwind of a year. We've been extremely busy, just working towards certain goals that we've had, that we wanted to achieve, making good progress. But I'll tell you what, it's like you're sitting at your desk, you look down, you look up, and it's gone from January to September in the blink of an eye.
Man, Jeff, that is so true. And you know, one of the things when we get to the fall is that you start to approach that fourth quarter. And for those folks who are owner-operators and fleet owners, it's time to start looking at and evaluating your business. It's time to look at some of those choices that you need to make for 2023. And Jeff, one of those choices, as you very well know, is insurance. And as we record this podcast, we're approaching October, and evaluating your options for insurance is one of those key choices in the upcoming fourth quarter that we need to do looking ahead to 2023.
You're exactly right, Greg. As the year starts to wind down, it's time to start evaluating your business, planning your changes, whether that's insurance or anything else. You start planning out your changes on how you want to implement and what you want to implement for the upcoming year. So insurance is definitely one of those things. It's one of the most expensive parts of the industry as far as running your own business is concerned. So that's one that as renewals are coming up, everybody needs to really start taking a good hard look at. Make sure that one, they've got the right coverage, the proper coverage, but two, it's also cost effective, as cost efficient as it possibly can be.
Well, Jeff, from some of the conversations that you and I have had over the past year, I know that insurance is one of those key offerings through the ES Advantage program. And I also know that you've asked a special guest to join us here today, and that's Jason Williams, the co-founder of Expediter Services. And we want to welcome Jason to the ES Advantage podcast. And guys, we're looking forward to your conversation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to actually have him on the podcast for the first time here. So, Jason, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to really address our audience here and introduce yourself.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate both of you guys and what y'all are doing with this and getting good information out in front of our community and making sure everybody has the data they need to make good decisions. I am Jason Williams. I am the president of Expediter Services. We built this company to support our listeners in whatever they're choosing to do, whether that be insurance or other products. We hope and we're trying to bring the best offering we can to the table to support you in this industry.
So, Jason, I thought it would be fun if maybe I got to ask you some questions this time. Normally, I'm the one that's getting asked questions, so I figure I'll flip the script a little bit here. From your perspective, what is the state of the industry right now as far as insurance is concerned?
It's a big industry, so it touches obviously lots of variables to talk about, but just in general, what we are seeing is a consolidation of insurance companies, very large companies buying up smaller companies. That is actually driving some competition out of the market as they set rates nationwide. It's affecting the large carriers all the way down to the small carriers as these companies continue to consolidate and you lose leverage of getting competitive prices in some markets. So we're seeing that. We're also seeing that coverages at times are less because of that effect, that you're having to try to stay competitive, but yet in order to do that, they're lessening coverage, probably like people are seeing on health insurance, where your costs may not have gone up, but your coverage went down, things of that nature. And then the claims themselves, we're seeing those claims go through the roof, where because we don't have any kind of tort reform in this country, and you have some states that have open-ended punitive damages, where juries can award any number they feel like to a claimant. That's also affecting this industry. Everybody knows if the truck's in an accident, it's got to be the trucker's fault, right? So we tend to lose that battle. Supporting that idea is a real push towards technology. As people are upgrading equipment, you're seeing a real desire to go to the lane assistance, assisted braking, adaptive cruises, things of that nature, and cameras in order to facilitate a defense that this is a good industry. And it's mainly operated by professionals. with technology, we can prove that the vast majority of accidents are not the truck's fault. So that can assist, but it's touching everything. When you talk about insurance, they insure the risk of the industry. And as the industry changes, insurance has to change with it and try to keep up with it. Insurance companies are very good at making money. That's what they're there for. They're not there to pay out claims. They're there to make money, and they're very good at it. And they tend to get in front of these changes quicker than the rest of us, even though they're coming. So it affects all of us on a daily basis, and it certainly drives up cost across the board on everything.
When you say that costs are going up, I know large fleets feel the pain of that. Are the smaller fleets and the fleet owners, the owner-operators, are they feeling that as much, more? What's your take on that?
It really depends on how people get insured. Some people choose to be self-insured by the size of their deductible. So some large companies actually are self-insured up to the first $1 million of a claim. So they buy down their monthly premiums. Obviously, smaller individuals cannot do that. But larger companies get hit on the other side because they tend to not be as critical of the people they're trying to hire. They'll let maybe folks they shouldn't get into the truck, and that drives up their premiums because of the risk analysis for how qualified, how much time over the road have they had, what type of accidents have they been involved in to get qualified to operate at your motor carrier. So you can buy your risk, and that's what large motor carriers are doing. Unfortunately for the small guys, they don't get to aggregate buying power. So they are sold a one-off product, and it's very similar to what you see if you, again, go to get health insurance. If you go in as an individual, you are a pool of one. You're an average of one. So all the risk of operating that truck is on you, and they're looking to make money off each and every individual. So the small guys get hit probably harder, to be honest with you, unless they can package that into like a homeowner's, and unless they have really good credit, a long-standing business, they can get competitive rates. But the average owner-operator is seeing their insurance rates go up across the board, certainly in the auto liability piece of it. But we're also seeing it on the physical damage rates, where we all know parts are in short supply, new trucks are hard to get. So when a used truck breaks, it costs just as much to fix a used truck as a new truck. And with shops backed up, you now see a claim that might should be taken care of in 2 to 3 days. It might take 2 to 3 weeks just to get parts because they're on back order. Well, that drives insurance cost up because they're paying you downtime. Most of the time, people do negotiate into some type of downtime pay for accidents, and you're not making money off of that. You're going to pay that insurance company back for that downtime. That gets wrapped into it. So all of these little nuances about the supply chain and shops being backed up, parts and labor going up, all of that does affect insurance rates, and it comes into play. What we're seeing across the board is just extremely expensive to operate a truck in this industry, both from the legal standpoint, but also just the cost of insuring that truck and the ability to operate that truck across all state lines, not just inside an individual state, to make sure you meet or match national requirements for limits, whether it be on workers' comp or OCAC, FISDAM, auto liability, and every state is a little different. So how you're operating certainly affects that insurance rate. But costs are going up, and it's going up for everybody. I don't know of anybody who is able to drive those costs down right now unless you're doing it just by self-insuring yourself through huge deductibles.
That's very interesting. There's a lot of variables and moving parts in play in the industry that, to be honest with you, I didn't realize affected the cost of insurance. So with all that said, how does the ES Advantage come into play to help the one truck owner, the small fleet owner? How are we helping them?
What we've been able to do is, like on every other product, is come in and pull those people together so that we are actually getting our insurance vendors to come in and get competitive, recognize the risk pool that we work with. We don't work with everybody in the country. We are particular about the types of industries we're involved in order to make sure we don't bring some odd risk into the group that raises everybody's rates by accident. We're also working with good vendors. What I mean by that is that there's lots of insurance companies who simply want premium dollars because they make their money in the stock market. They invest those dollars. That's where they're really looking for the return on their money. When the stock market's not doing well, they raise rates at the truck level because now they have to make money on the business of writing insurance. So we've been able to partner and find good insurance companies who know this industry. They know how to risk rate it, and they know where they ought to be in order to make fair money. They don't have to make a killing on any one truck. We bring them enough good, clean business that they're competitive and they stay competitive. We've also been able to do it, to be honest with you, by making sure that if anybody is operating outside the norms, we just can't let them do that. And unfortunately, there's times we have to cut people loose if they choose to run without logbooks, or if you know that they're starting to take people who have less credentials, whether it be from time in the truck or even from a training standpoint. You just want to make sure that you don't load up your insurance company with bad risk. An insurance company will not be taken advantage of for long. They'll make their money. So it behooves us as the leader of this community to make sure everybody's being fair, both the insurance company to the individual truck owner or small fleet owner, and vice versa. You don't want your capacity taking advantage of your vendors. And we have to police both of those, upstream and downstream. We try to do a good job of that. We really do. I tell you, we have the same vendors for 5, 10, 15 years. So evidently, they like doing business with us. And our retention rate with the owners we support is phenomenal. So they like coming in and doing business with us. So we do try to set the table for this product for everybody. We're not an insurance company. We're not an insurance agent. But what we do is just create a good environment for people to come in and do business. And it's working in insurance like it is in truck sales or discount programs or financing or any of the other products that we service.
Jason, thank you so much for that. That was very educational, very informative. As we're starting to close this thing out, are there any other thoughts that you'd like to leave behind?
I guess what I would encourage people to do is, insurance is a very boring, mundane, frustrating topic for most of us. And it's very easy just to sign up and forget about it. Put it in the dash of your truck and just never look at it again. That's a surefire way to be overcharged, to be overinsured or underinsured. Recognize that it's a tool. It's a tool to support your business. It's a tool that you need to maximize your business. And you do have options. So I would simply say, take the time to look at it, shop it. You don't have to just talk to us. We'd be glad to talk to you, obviously. But it's something that you ought to take the time to look at. It's kind of like doing your taxes. Nobody likes to do it. It's the last minute item you want to do right before the deadline. But insurance is something that if you don't stay on top of, you can find yourself on certain markets. You have an accident, your truck is underinsured, or you find out after you paid your truck off, you've had it overinsured and you've overpaid the insurance for years and didn't even know it. So I would just say, take the time to look at it and then shop it. And obviously, we'd love to talk to you and see if we can do anything to help you.
Jason, thank you very much. I will say I agree with you about them needing to talk to somebody about insurance, but I'm going to take it one step further and say we should be the first call. We should be the ones that you talk to first. We've got the community. We've developed this whole program to make it easy. So just to throw it out there, if you go to es-advantage.com and scroll down to the bottom, we've made it super simple to be able to get a quote right there at the bottom of the screen. It hyperlinks right into the system so that you can put in your information, request a quote on the type of insurance that you're looking for. It's a very quick and easy process. If you want to talk to somebody first, you are more than welcome to. All you have to do is call 866-811-3033 to talk to one of our representatives, and we'll be happy to talk to you about the process, what it looks like, how to access it, all that fun stuff. So that's what we're here to do. We're here so that you don't have to stand alone. So if you need to talk to somebody, we're more than willing and we're happy to.
That's Jeff Reese with his final comments on this edition of the ES Advantage podcast. Once again, we'd like to thank Jeff's special guest, Jason Williams, the co-founder of Expediter Services, for sharing his time and perspective with us. Before we close out today's program, here's a friend of the podcast to tell you more about the ES Advantage program.
Are you an owner-operator or a trucking business owner looking to make your operation more efficient and more profitable? The ES Advantage program, with its experienced network of service and support, offers the right solutions that can strengthen most any trucking business. Through the ES Advantage, participants will enjoy the benefits of the savings they see on a host of services that are vital to any trucking business. The ES Advantage delivers savings on insurance, maintenance, and tires. The ES Advantage is truly a comprehensive program offering ongoing safety training for people behind the wheel. Participants who are part of the ES Advantage can also utilize the back office and business support services available through the program. ES Advantage members have access to legal services as well as tax accounting and business advisory services. The ES Advantage also features one of the best fuel networks in the trucking industry. Through the ES Advantage, owner-operators and small fleet owners are able to access a broad range of service offerings that place program participants in a position to enjoy a greater level of success in trucking. You can learn more about the ES Advantage program by visiting the following website, es-advantage.com. That website again is es-advantage.com. ES-Advantage.com. You can also talk to the team at ES about ES Advantage. The toll-free number to call is 866-811-3033. That number again is 866-811-3033. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the ES Advantage podcast. As always, ES reminds all professional drivers to stay safe out on the nation's roads and highways as you keep the American economy on the move.